Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This week on The Breakup Breakdown.
I'm pretty sure some guy is cheating on some girl from this town. I just need to find her. Help me find his girlfriend. I put all the information. Someone comments and says, I'm his sister. Message me. In my head, it's the baby mama. So I message the sister and I'm like, here's like what happened. I feel really bad about this. I had no idea. And once I did though, like obviously I said something.
Technology makes it easier than ever for you to have as many girlfriends as you please, but it also makes it easier for them to find each other. Welcome to season 8, episode 17 of The Breakup Breakdown. I'm your host and lead relationship PI, Abby Murphy. And this week our guest says she decided to rat on the guy she was hooking up with after she said he lied about his relationship status. And if you're wondering where these wild breakup stories come from, I take submissions from a form in the episode description. So if you want to send me a story tip, head on down there. You can submit it there. And if you want to jump to a certain part of the interview, timestamps are in the episode description. Hey, Heartbreakers. Welcome back to another episode of The Breakup Breakdown. This week, we've got an interview from someone who says she used an online community to find her hookup's girlfriend. But before we can get into that, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence organization just to raise more awareness. And this week, we're shouting out Safe Harbor in Richmond, Virginia. They provide the support that survivors of sexual and domestic violence and human trafficking need to overcome their crisis and transform their lives. For more details, you can head on down to the episode description. Okay, so we've got a submission from social media. I got tagged in this video of someone doing one of those put a finger down challenges, and it leads her in to her talking about this very weird experience she had with a guy she was hooking up with.
Put a finger down if you matched with a guy on Hinge and you guys hung out one night, but he has a job that is notorious on TikTok of having a family and cheating on their wives. So the first time you guys hang out, you make a joke like, oh, don't you all have families and cheat on your wives? He was like, are you asking me if I have a family and cheat on my wife? And I said, well, do you have a family and cheat on your wife? And he said, no. He says he doesn't have a family and doesn't cheat on his wife. You guys hang out. So you guys are talking for like 2 weeks and you notice 1 week that he's like a little bit less responsive, but whatever. Then he texts you and he's like, what are you doing? And you say nothing, but you're not home. And he's like, well, I was gonna pick you up. And you're like, oh, well, that's really weird because you don't live anywhere near me. Like, you're not staying even remotely close to where I live. So why would you have been in the area to pick me up? Interesting. But anyways, you guys make plans that you're gonna drive to go see him that night. You're in the middle of nowhere. Okay, you pull up, it's a barn. So then after you go to the apartment and he says, oh, I just have to run to the truck for something. Great, except he's not back for like 30 minutes. So you send him a message and you're like, what's going on? And he said, oh, like I'll explain everything in a second, just trust me. Explain everything, bitch, where the hell are you?
Obviously, she has to investigate what's going on in that truck. And what does she find? Well, we'll find out when we break down this week's breakup.
Just classically scrolling on Hinge, and he comes up, and so he's tall, he's handsome, but we can circle back to that later. Has a blue collar job. I can't deny my roots, unfortunately, so that's very attractive to me. I wasn't really looking for anything serious. Like, I was just looking for casual, like, I'm busy, whatever. One of his answers on his prompts was like, I'll fall for you if you have black hair, nose rings, and tattoos. And it's like, easy, simple, no effort on my part. So that's how we matched. We start chatting and he gives me his snap, which I'm a grown woman. I'm normally against getting a Snapchat from a grown man. But in this situation of I'm really just looking for casual, I was like, whatever, fine. So yeah, that's kind of how we met and just started talking and snapping casually. And he was like funny. He was fun to talk to. So then eventually we decided that he was going to like come over to my place and we were going to like go out that night or just come hang out here.
What's your first meeting like? What was your first impression from going from online to in person?
He is from the South. So he pulls up in his big truck and has to, it's loud. There's all his hunting stuff is in the truck. And I was like, oh my God, like, what have I gotten myself into? Like, who is this person? He gets out of the truck. He has no rush. And he just is like slowly moving around. And I'm like, hey. And he's like, sorry, like, I just have a whole bunch of stuff in my truck. And he's just like, so calm, like so level-headed. I'm like, how are you not more in? I don't know. It was just very odd how like calm he was. Like this was a normal day for him. He just seemed like kind of shy and quiet, but also really calm and reserved, which was fine. So he comes into my place. I was like, well, do you want to like go grab a drink or something? And it was late by the time he made it to my house. And he was like, well, it's midnight. Like, what are we going to do? And I was like, well, it's fine. Like, we can just hang out and talk here. So we just sat in my room and literally just talked back and forth for like a couple hours. Oh, and it was fine. Like, yeah, he was fine. He was fine to talk to. And then it got late. And I was like, well, are you staying here? Or like, because he had to drive far. And I was like, what is your plan? And he's like, well, I don't have a plan. And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, well, I can't say that I'm going to stay here. Like, you have to tell me that I'm going to stay here because it's your house. And I was like, I mean, I respect that, whatever. So it was like very odd of like, why are you here? What is your plan?
So you guys just talked, even though your intent was just a casual relationship?
Well, like up until...
I was like, wait a second. I was like, this sounds a little PG.
Up until that point. Okay. So then I was like, well, I mean, I would never want someone to have to like it's really late. We both get up early for work on a normal day. So it's like, you're probably tired. I would never want someone to have to drive like an hour and a half home. Even if nothing happens, like I'd rather you stay here than get in an accident or like fall asleep, whatever. So we go to bed and yeah, we hook up. But there was like a certain part of the hookup that was like uncharacteristically good for men of this kind of situation. And I commented on it afterwards. And I was like, well, he said something about it. And I was like, yeah, how did you learn to like get good at that? And he was like, oh, I just like figured it out. I pay attention. I was like, no, somebody cooked here. And he was like, no, nobody cooked here. And like kept reinforcing that no one cooked here. And I was like, something's off. I mentioned in the TikTok, I completely forgot. Like he has a job that literally everyone jokes about having wife and kids and cheating on their family. It's like notorious for that. And that was like one of the first things I asked him when I got in here. I was like, don't you all have kids and wives and cheat on your families? He was like, a lot of them do, but I'm not like that. And I was like, okay.
Can I be a little nosy?
Please.
What was he so good at?
He's an eater. I was like shocked. The second it started, I was like, huh? Like, this is not like a white man that hunts and has a blue collar job. They're not always going to be like good at these things. But right away, I was like, wait a second. And he said, he's like, why'd you sound surprised? And I was like, because I am.
This is not the norm.
Yeah, this is out of the ordinary. You people okay. Aren't normally rocking with this.
So you make a little joke about him potentially having a wife and kids and family and blah, 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 because that's the stereotype. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, I'm not like those other boys. Not only mm-hmm. do I not have kids and a family, I can also eat. How do we get to where you discover what you eventually discover about this guy?
He leaves the next morning and we're just like casually Snapchatting on and off, whatever. And I feel like it was like 2 weeks before the next time I saw him. So the first week, it was just like a kind of like a routine, like normal snap. I'm at work. He's at work. The time between snaps made sense. And then the following week, he was a lot less responsive, which to me, I wasn't like, oh my God, he's not responding to me. But I do notice these patterns. But by nature of his job, he is out in places with low service, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just something I noticed. I wasn't worried about it. Basically, the 2 weeks passed. And then all of a sudden, he snaps me. And we'll say it was like a Friday. He snaps me Friday afternoon and asks me what I'm doing. And I say that I'm on my way home. And he says, oh, like I was going to pick you up if you were at home and then you could come spend the night with me. Which A, I was like, why wouldn't you say something sooner about that being your plan? And B, you don't stay near me. Why are you near where I live? I just thought that was odd, but I just didn't say anything. I just kind of ignored it. And then he was like, well, why don't you just drive to see me tonight? And it is far. It's like an hour and a half drive. But because I grew up in a really small town that's far away from everything, an hour and a half drive to me is like, meh, whatever. And like I said, he was an eater. So I was like, you know what? It's fine. Like we can make a sacrifice. Sometimes you have to go out of your way for these things. I decide that I'll do it. And like, I leave that evening. I'm driving there and he's like kind of on and off responsive as I'm on my way there, which to me, I'm just like, if I get there and he's not responding and I don't know where to go, I'm going to freak out. So I get there to the address that he has sent me and I call him through Snap and he doesn't answer. And I'm like, oh my God. And he's sending me these messages like, hold on, but not answering. So I'm getting mad. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going home. And so I turn around because I'm like, I'm not going to be dicked around like this. Like, this is annoying. And then finally he does answer. And he's like, well, I'm just trying to figure out where you're at. And I was like, well, I told you where I'm at. I'm here, whatever. And he was just being like very odd, not saying why he wasn't answering. So I pull up, he's outside, I park, and he's like, oh, I have to show you something. So we go into this barn, which is like where they're staying. Again, I'm like, how have I gotten myself into this? We go into this barn. It's dark. The tractor outside is running. I'm in pretty much Amish country. Like, I'm out in the middle of nowhere. And we walk in this barn and it is him, like the guy he travels with for work, this old man who owns this apartment, and like the deer the old man had just shot and they helped him bring in and hang from the ceiling. It was like fully gutted and just hanging there. And I was like, right. Which again, like, I'm from around the way, so it's like not the most shocking thing, but I genuinely was like, what have I gotten myself into? Like, how is this where I found myself on my Friday night? We don't talk. The three of them just sit there and talk about this old man's 60 years worth of hunting stories for an hour. And I literally am just like, okay, this is so awkward, but like, I can't just leave. Like, it was so, I've driven so far. I can't just leave. It's so awkward. Like, it was a whole thing. It was a very odd situation. So we go up to the apartment where they're staying and he's like, oh, I just have to go down to the truck to charge my phone or something. I don't remember what he said specifically. I'm up in this apartment with his friend that's also working with him. And I'm just like sitting there for 15 minutes, like watching TikToks on my phone. And then finally, I'm like, where is this guy? So I send him a message on Snap and he like does not respond right away. And I'm like, aren't you just supposed to be sitting there? And I was like, what is going on? And then the friend says something. He's like, oh, is he not back yet? And I was like, no, do you see him? Like, what do you mean? Why are you asking me? You ask him. More time goes past and I message him again. And I was like, what's going on? Like, this is really weird. And he's like, oh, like, I'll explain everything in a minute. Like, I promise, like, it's everything's fine. Like, I'll explain everything in a minute. Trust me. And I was like, but you're just like not here. What is there to explain? You're not like hiding a dead body. Like, there's no, trust me, explain, like, just say where you are and what you're doing. And finally, some more time passes. And I was like, okay, get a grip. You need to leave. I go down to my car, which is parked next to his truck. And I get in my car and he gets out of the truck and like opens my door as I start my car. He's like, where are you going? And I was like, well, I'm leaving. This is really weird. Why would you just be sitting down here? He's like, well, I told you to trust me. And I was like, there's nothing to trust. It's weird. And he's like, well, the truth is that I have a infant daughter, I'll say, a very young daughter, and I'm talking to her. Mind you, I'm a pediatric nurse. It's 11:30 p.m. You're not spending 40 minutes on the phone with an infant at 11:30 p.m. And in my head, I'm like, well, that's not what's happening. But I do understand. He's like, oh, I want to be there for her because I travel a lot. Da, da, da. Like, I do understand talking to her for a little bit. But I was like, this is so weird. But it's late. I'm far from home. I would rather just stay to sort it out, you know what I mean, than have to drive home at this hour. So whatever, I go back inside. 20 minutes later, he comes in and we're in his bedroom just talking. I say to him, and I was like, okay, young daughter, obviously there's a mom involved. And he's like, yeah, but we're not together anymore. Like, we broke up even before she was born. So you're not married. He's like, I said, you're not married and you're not in a relationship. Like, those are my words exactly. And he goes, no, I'm not married or in a relationship. Like, it was the thickest pause I've ever heard. And I was like, right. So why did you pause on that part? Because it was literally like, we're staring at each other like a face off, like, end. So whatever. And then I was like, okay, I believe him because I don't know. I don't lie to people's faces like that. So I put my faith in that.
Moto Casino, America's favorite. social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
And then we're sitting there talking for a second, and then it's late, so we decide to go to bed, and he turns the lights off, and I see his phone lighting up the room, text after text after text after text. And he rolls over and he's like, yeah, I'm going to go pee real quick. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he thinks I'm dumb. I'm pretty sure he thinks I'm really dumb. So he goes into the bathroom, and this part confuses me too. I'm like, why did you not think I would hear any of that? He's on FaceTime. Like, I hear him answer a FaceTime and I hear a girl's voice. I can tell she's mad. I can hear her saying, like, I know someone's there. I know you're lying to me. Show me the bed then. Like, show me where you're sleeping. Show me right now. Is there a girl there? Like, I know there's a girl there. And I can hear him telling her, like, there's not a girl here. You're being crazy. And then he's told her, he's like, I'm not even sleeping like in the regular beds. The friend and I are sleeping on the couches. There's nothing to see. And mind you, I hear her. It's all things I would be saying. It's the way I would say them. She's like clearly mad. And I just hear him like gaslighting her. And I'm sitting in there like, what do I do? This goes on for like 10 minutes. And mind you, I said, like, these are hunters. They traveled up here for, there's guns in this apartment. It's just, it's whatever. And that's why, like, when I made that TikTok, a lot of people were like, why didn't you bang on the door? And I was like, I didn't want to die. Like, I don't know. Men are impulsive. Men are scary. I was like, I'm not trying to die today for ruining his relationship in front of him. I usually have like a knife with me. I was like sitting in that room. I had my knife like by my side because I was like, I don't know what he's going to do when he comes back. I was scared because I hear all of this. And eventually I hear him like calm her down, tell him that he loves her, whatever. And then he comes back in and he's looking at me and I'm looking at him. And I was like, so, you know, I could hear all of that. Right. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, everything you just said, I heard her, I heard you, I heard everything. And he was like, well, I wasn't on the phone with anyone. I was just in the bathroom. I was like, do you think I'm stupid? And he's like, I think you heard him on the phone, like the other guy in the living room. Mind you, the door was open. Like, I could see the other guy in the living room. I was like, no, like, I can see him. I know it was you. Like, I asked you multiple times if you're in a relationship. And he was like, well, I don't know what you want me to do. I don't know what I want you to do either. Like, I'm just dumbfounded sitting there. He's like, I'm having this whole thing of like, it's really late. I'm way too tired to drive all the way back home. And I was like, it's too cold for me to sleep in my car. I don't know you. I was like having this whole thing of like, do I sleep out there on the couch with that next to the other guy, like the other couch, so I can sleep before I drive home? I was like having this whole thing. He was just like, well, I don't know what you want me to do about it. And I was like, why are you acting like I put me in this position? Like, you put me in this position. And eventually I just need to go, actually. I'm just going to figure it out. And so I leave. Maybe I would have let sleeping dogs lie. But the fact that he like looked me in my face and was like, no, you didn't hear that. So I sent him a message and I said, just so you know, I'm going to find her. Just so you know, it's over. I will do anything. And he like blocked me on Snap immediately. And I went to Hinge and I like screenshotted his profile and then like reported him on Hinge. And I was like, okay, so now I have to lock in and figure this out. Mind you, the only thing I knew about him was how old he was. I knew kind of when his birthday was. I knew his first name and I knew his last initial and the state he was from, which apparently is plenty. Because as I'm like Googling things, I find his like full legal name, full birthday, his hometown. I know what high school he went to. I was able to find everything. This is like all while I'm on my way home fuming so mad. It's the middle of the night. I'm like texting my roommate, like, you're never going to believe what I'm going through. I finally find his hometown. Are we dating the same guy Facebook page? as the girls know, you have to like request to join. And I was like, I'm pretty sure some guy is cheating on some girl from this town. I just need to find her. And then I come home, I go to sleep. I wake up the next morning. It's like, your request has been approved. I'm like, thank God, let's do this. So I post and I say, help me find his girlfriend. I put all the information. I put everything that happened the night before. I put pictures from Hinge. Do you know anything about him? Whatever. The first comment is this girl. He's definitely from here. I went to high school with him. Mm. And I was like, yes, I'm on the right track. The trail is hot. And then a couple more comments. And then eventually someone comments and says, I'm his sister. Message me.
I love when women. Uh-huh. I love when women.
In my head, it's the baby mama, right? Because obviously they have a young child together. So I message the sister and I'm like, here's like what happened. I feel really bad about this. I had no idea. And once I did know, like, obviously I said something. And she's like, this is not the first time this has happened. This is a pattern of behavior. I will let the baby mama know. And like all of this stuff. If it were my brothers, I'd put them on the news and be like, look at these two sacks of shit. Like, I would not be okay with that. Mm-hmm. But I know some people will protect their family. So I had a little bit of an inkling of like, well, what if she didn't tell her? That was like kind of in the back of my head. But then someone commented the baby mama's name or whatever. And I was like, you know what? Just to do my due diligence, even though she might not want to hear from me, I'm going to tell her too. And so I message her and I'm like, hey, I'm really sorry that like, obviously I never wanted this to happen. She tells me that her and the child just live there with him. He travels a lot of work. He pays for everything for them, like takes care of them because his child, whatever. But she says, him and I aren't, we were on the phone, but all these things that you're saying that you heard, I never said. So in that moment, I realize there's like a third girl involved.
No.
Yes. Because she's like, he talked to the daughter from this time to this time. She's like, but after that, like we weren't in contact. She's like, and we're not together. So I wouldn't have said those things. And she says that I'm pretty sure he's dating this girl who he cheated on me with when I was pregnant. So I realize there's now three of us. Mind you, I look at her profile. She has like black hair, nose rings, tattoos. People start commenting, he's dating my friend, this girl's name. I go to her profile. It's black hair, tattoos, and nose rings. I was like, can we please? It was literally like the Three Stooges, all three of us match. Just, I was dumbfounded. So then eventually his girlfriend, the one that baby mama tells me about, comments on the post. And she's like, I had done it anonymously, which in the end I was like, I don't really care. She was like, if all what you're saying is true, like come forward defending her man. So I message her and I say, listen, queen, I did not know that there were going to be three of us. I will come out straightforward. I will not be shy. It is no problem. And I told her when I walked in and there's a deer hanging and I'm listening to these two dudes with heavy Southern accents and this 80-year-old man talk about hunting, I'm cracking up laughing. So I took a video to send to my roommate and I was like, here's the video from last night. Here he is. You can hear him talking. He's there. And I was like, he blocked me. So I don't have any of our conversations, but I was like, I can tell you word for word what you said 12 hours ago. And she was like, oh my God, like, thank you for telling me. I can't believe this, whatever. And she tells me, so this was like Friday night, right? Friday morning, she had left. He had had her here all week. So she was up here. He flew her in to visit her. She was here all week. That's why he was less responsive. I was dumbfounded because she was just here. And that's why. So he dropped her off at the airport and I live near the airport. So that's why he was like, oh, I'm going to pick you up because he was nearby.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. She sends me that. And I was like, oh my God, like he told me he wanted to pick me up right after he dropped you off at the airport. And she tells me, she's like, he was literally crying when he dropped me off at the airport and wanted me to move up there to be with him and the depths that they will go. So she sends a screen recording of her and I's Facebook messages to him. And she says, you're sick or something. And he replies, oh, I'm so sorry. I was really drunk. That's why I told her to leave. I have a drinking problem. I know I need to get help. You're what I want. I'm sorry if you give me the classic manipulation. And I immediately told her, I was there for hours. He did not have a single drink. He came to my house, was here for hours, did not have a single drink, drove here, was sober. There's no alcohol involved. And I was like, also, I'm the one who told me to leave. He was the one trying to convince me to stay and be like, oh, it wasn't me. And I was like, in his apology, he's still lying to you, girl. So she told him that, and her and I exchanged numbers. I checked in with her recently, actually, just because, like, obviously the anger of it. But once that goes away, it's probably really devastating. Like, they were together for a long time, and whatever their history was, she said, like, he's been asking for chances back, and that ship has sailed. And yeah, but that all was, like, the craziest. This all happened within, like, 10 hours. It was the craziest day ever.
And all you wanted was a casual relationship.
All I wanted, genuinely. And I remember after he told me about his child, he was like, you're at an age now where you're dating, people have kids. And in my head, I was like, what do you think this is? I don't care that you have a kid. That's got nothing to do with me. But in that moment, I'm like, why would you say that if you're in a relationship and a half? You have a girl living at your house, raising your child. You have a girlfriend. Like, why are you saying things along the lines of you and I pursuing something when that's just, like, not going to happen?
And it's also, it's not the fact that he has a child. It's the fact that you said, do you have, like, kids? Are you in a relationship? And he's like, no.
No. Are you married? Are you in a relationship? Do you have kids? Mm-mm, surely not. And I was like, slowly that gets peeled away. And apparently it's like a pattern. It's happened multiple times. And it is a thing with these workers. Yeah.
So have you encountered something like this more than once, or do you know other people who have had not an exact same situation, because this is unique, but something mm-hmm. similar in terms of the patterns of behavior?
So you see it on TikTok a lot, and a lot of people, like traveling workers, especially like union workers, they travel a lot, and this is like a pattern of behavior with them.
I've heard that, where it's like the top cheating spouses are always mm-hmm. pilots, because they travel and they're surrounded mm-hmm. by all the, like, those young flight attendants, or it's first responders or surgeons. It's anybody that has, like, a God complex mm-hmm. or who can get away with something easily because they're traveling.
That's what a lot of the comments on my TikTok were like, a pilot, firefighter, whatever. And then the people who did, like, know the job, they were like, these guys have God complexes. My dad had this job. He cheated on my mom for 27 years, like stuff like that. And it's like, yeah, this is what they do.
But then you hear about your friend, Sally, who's getting cheated on by an accountant, and you're like, okay, where am I safe?
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm just going to have a lavender marriage.
Thank you. My roommate and I, we've been best friends for 10 years, and her mom asks us all the time. She's like, why don't you guys just get married and, like, adopt a kid? She's like, it's just going to work out best anyways.
Like, let's just have a civil partnership. We can buy a house together. It'll be great. Mm-hmm. Split bills. Our child will be very healthy, raised by mm-hmm. two women. So what have you learned about online and casual relationships from this experience? Like, do you go into these situations differently?
I definitely do. I think even for me, it didn't upend my life in a huge way. It was brief. I was not in a relationship with this person. Like, it was just like a situation. But I so rarely trust anything anyone says. I went on a date with a guy after this who has a different job, but also, like, a union card, travels for work. And everything he said, I was like, no, I don't fucking believe you. The whole time I'm sitting there at dinner, he's lying to my face. Just because for something so serious, and especially to lie about having a child, like, even without the relationship part, like, I asked, do you have a family, whatever. And to say no, just to be able to so casually brush away such a huge part of your life. And I'm someone who, I feel like, I'm usually really good at telling when people are BSing, and I didn't even clock it for a second.
Because it clearly came very effortlessly to him.
Yeah, this is probably, and I mean, obviously I'm the one who found it out and said something to her, but it's not like I'm the only girl on Hinge. So I'm sure it was a whole thing. I don't know how many he actually met up with or was messaging. Clearly, this is something he's practiced and has done a lot.
Do you know whatever happened to everybody after all was said and done?
I know that he is still here working, which is also, like, I just ruined this guy's whole life. Also, he knows where I live. So perfect. We'll see.
Not go outside.
So I know that he's still here working because his contract was however many months. I checked in on the girlfriend a couple, like, last week, I think. She's doing well. She says, like, he keeps asking. She's not giving him another chance or whatever. Her and I are friends on Facebook. She seems like she's doing great. And then baby mama and child, I don't know too much. I feel, like, bad for them because, like, obviously she's being taken care of, her child's being very well taken care of, because he does make good money for his job and they live there when he's not there. But she just kind of has to, because they're not together, she's just co-parenting, but she's kind of caught in the crossfire. I felt really bad for her because it just sucks, because it's happened to her before and now she's like, yep, here he goes again.
And devastating for the daughter too. Like, I think that's what makes me upset, is knowing she's going to grow up. And I mean, we know it's a tale as old as time, like what happens typically to young girls when they have a father who's kind of, you know, lighty in that sense. But what advice would you give for other women who find out that they're the other woman in some capacity? I mean, obviously you weren't dating this guy, but what would you tell anybody who finds himself in a similar position?
I think I see something a lot, or like I hear people say, like when they find out that they're the other woman or the other man, that they're like, oh, I told them I was done, but I don't want to cause problems, or I don't want to get involved or whatever and tell somebody. So I'll tell the cheater that I'm done with them, but I'm not going to tell the person that they're in a relationship with. And I sort of understand, like, it could definitely be uncomfortable to be like, hey, and obviously, like, I was fully ready for everyone in this situation to be like calling me all these names, be so mad at me, whatever, which is like, okay, like, that's fine, but you deserve to know. And I think that's my advice for people, is like, even if it's uncomfortable, or even if you don't want to, like, put yourself in that situation. You would never want someone to not tell you if they found out, even if you were mad at them, whatever. Be the person that goes and tells that person, and let them, like, take what they give you. That's part of my job, is when families are really upset and stuff, you have to just take the heat, because it's like they're suffering. And that's what you're doing. Like, you're telling this person devastating news that's going to completely affect their life, and they're suffering. So just, like, take the heat, but be willing to, like, say something, because no one deserves to be on the other end of that.
I know it's Thanksgiving on Thursday, but I will have a breakdown bonus episode for you coming out, where we're talking about our weirdest Hinge experiences, just kind of like a fun hee hee ha ha laugh episode. And I'll also link in that episode description an episode I put out a couple of times already about casual relationships from a therapist's point of view. I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.